welcome to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you are ready to tap into your God-given strengths, discover simple success strategies, and set that dream that's buried in your soul free, this podcast is for you. Hi, I'm your host, Sherry Miter, a visionary strategist, a highly driven entrepreneur, and a lover of adventures. I'm here to help you navigate the sea of business and life and show you the true freedom of being an uncharted entrepreneur. If you are ready to tap into bold courage and live the life you're called to create, join me on this journey. Let's untie those dock lines and set sail. We are going into uncharted territory. Hey there, before we jump into today's series, I just wanted to remind you that I have some amazing promos going on as we wrap up this crazy 2020 year. And I want to make sure that you are ready to step into 2021, feeling your absolute best and ready to just make it the year of change in a good way, right? So if you are ready to just step into your best self, maybe you've been feeling frustrated. Maybe you've been feeling like, I don't even know what I'm doing. I don't know what direction to go in. And you just feel stuck. Let's grab one of the options we have. We can do a quick 45-minute one and done conversation where you just leave feeling like you have more clarity, more direction for where your business is going. Or if you just need a little more, I don't want to say hand-holding because that's definitely not what I do. But if you need more guidance, more ideas, more mentorship, I have a couple of different packages that might fit for you. So check out all the services. I even have the prices out there because they're just so good. I just threw them out there. I have a few spots left and I would love to work with you to help you wrap up 2020 feeling like you have a plan, a purpose, clarity, and strategies to step into 2021 feeling ready for success that's waiting for you. So check them out over on sherrymiterco.com/services. Everything's there. If you have any questions, reach out to me. Or if you just want to hop on a 15-minute discovery call and figure out what direction's best for you, or if we're even meant to work together, that's totally cool too. No obligation. Hi, and welcome back to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Miter, and today we're going to continue our gratitude series. And I hope that you have been writing in your gratitude journal every night and looking for what's going right in your life and in the world. And I know sometimes it's hard. There's so much stuff out there. But when we look for the good, we will find it. I promise you. So in today's series, I want to talk to you about 10 things that all entrepreneurs should be grateful for. Because we got a great life. And I know it's not always easy. It is not easy being an entrepreneur. But when you look at what you have going on for you, you are going to rejoice. Or maybe you're listening to this and you're not an entrepreneur yet, but I bet by the end of this, you're going to be thinking like, oh, what business could I be running? And if that thought enters your head of like, wait, I need to become an entrepreneur. I want all of these things in my life and I don't have them yet. Then I invite you to like, let's hop on a call and let's discover what business is out there waiting for you to create. Because I promise you, if you have an entrepreneurial spirit, there's something inside of you that's meant to create a business. And we can pull it out of you and we can discover it and we can launch your business. I don't know if I'd say by the end of this year, but we can get a plan in place so that in 2021, you are ready to launch your business. Or if you're an entrepreneur and you're feeling like, okay, I don't have these 10 things in my life right now, but I want them. Again, let's hop on a call and I can help guide you so that you can have all the joys of being an entrepreneur, because it should be joy-filled. All right, let's jump in. So what are 10 things to be grateful for today as an entrepreneur? Number one, the personal growth journey that has gotten you here today. Everything that has happened in your past, good, bad, your successes, your failures, have made you the amazing person you are today. You are stronger for it. You are smarter for it. You are more determined because of the challenges you've had. It's all part of your success DNA. So be grateful for the journey that has gotten you here today. Number two, you are in control of your paycheck and your destiny. Now, for some of you, that thought excites you. For others, that scares the crap out of you. Oh my gosh. But let's talk about this for a second. So perhaps you've been working hard for someone else's business, but now you get to do it for yourself. So ask yourself, how hard are you willing to work for you? And what size of paycheck do you want to create? You are now in control of that. And if that excites you, I want you to dream big. I want you to imagine what in your wildest dreams, what size of paycheck would you love to be writing for yourself? And then make a plan to make it happen. Now, if that thought sent you into a panic attack, I want you to know that there are ways that you can make an unpredictable business create a predictable paycheck. But I'm not even going to dive into that today because that's something for an entire conversation that maybe I'll do a podcast in the actually, I will definitely do a podcast in the future about that. How to make an unpredictable business give you a predictable paycheck, because there are ways to do that. I've done that for the last 20 something years. But remember, you are in control of your paycheck and your destiny. Number three, you can have a major impact on the lives of others. You can do that from the services or the products you create and provide, the customer relationships you build, the role model you are, the people you employ to help run your business. All of those people are impacted by you as a business owner, as an entrepreneur. And here's the other thing. The one thing that has always really guided me is that there are people watching you outside of your business. They may not be your customers. They may not be your employees. They may not even talk to you necessarily, but they're watching you. And when they see you, and watching you in a good way, that sounded kind of creepy the way I said that. I meant in a good way. They're watching you in a good way. And when they see you step into your greatness, you give them permission to do the same. I can't tell you the number of people that have years later said to me, you know, I watched you and it gave me the guts to try something new. I've been watching you build your business and I decided I wanted that too. And they did something else. And I didn't even know they were watching me for years. So people are watching you. So you can impact the lives of so many people in a really great way. Number four, you are extraordinary. You are. You may not feel like that today. I know. I have days like that. I'm like, really? I don't feel it. But you are. And why? Because entrepreneurs like you have already made the bold move to become an entrepreneur. It takes guts. It takes bold action. And it takes stepping into your best self. And you said yes to all of that. You know that life is more fun and exciting when you're living outside of your comfort zone. So you are extraordinary. Pat yourself on the back right now. I want you to shout that out loud. I am extraordinary. So as an entrepreneur, you definitely are. Number five, you get to determine, this is my favorite thing, you get to determine your days off, the hours you work, your vacations. You truly have control of your schedule. So if you're like me and you want to take a little cat nap in the afternoon or go for a walk in the middle of the afternoon, you just need to ask the boss. But wait, that's you. If you need to arrange your days because maybe your kids have virtual learning right now, or if you're like me, you go help the grandkids occasionally with the virtual learning or the homeschooling, no problem. Work when you want to work. You want to work around your husband's schedule? Go for it. You need a vacation next week? Just go ask your boss. Oh, wait, never mind. That's you again. You get to decide. I do want to say a word of caution here. Be present in the moment. So if you are scheduled to have time off, take time off, unplug your phone, get off of Facebook, truly unplug and be present in the moment. If you're working, turn off the phone, get to work, head down, stay present in the moment. You'll get be way more productive and have way more joy in the journey. So number five was you get to determine your days off, your hours, your vacations. Number six, if you design it right, and you guys know I'm all about this, you have the freedom to work from anywhere. So not just where your home office is located, whether it's inside your house, outside your house. I love to work outside when the weather's great. Maybe you love to work on your sofa. Maybe you have a window seat. Maybe you have an awesome basement office. I don't know. I love my office today. I get to look at water and the woods and everything. If you want a corner office, create a corner office. You get to decide. And again, if you design your business the right way, you can take your business with you wherever you go. Need to go help out your kids and babysit the grandbabies for a while? No worries. Pack up your business and go. Need to help out your elderly mom and dad with some things? Take it with you. Want to take a month-long sabbatical in another state, another country when we can travel? Take it with you. So design your business so that you do have that flexibility to take your business anywhere. You guys know I'm huge into sailing. Our goal is to have, in 4 years when my husband retires, we're going to take off for probably a year on a sailboat. I'm designing this business so that I can take it with me. Where would your most favorite office be? Would it be a cabin in the woods? Would it be on a boat? Would it be on a beach? Would it just be in a hammock in your backyard? You design it. You get to choose. Number 7, the new friends, mentors, coaches, acquaintances you will meet who will lift you up to be a better version of you. So as an entrepreneur, you can surround yourself with people who will challenge you to grow, to expand, to be better every day because of their belief in you. And iron sharpens iron. It's a biblical principle. One of my favorite parts of being an entrepreneur are the conversations I have with other like-minded business owners. They're different. Our conversations are uplifting. They make me think. They make me become a better person. So celebrate the entrepreneurial mentors and friends and coaches and acquaintances you meet along the journey. Number 8, you've learned patience. There is no such thing as overnight success. And while sometimes the rest of the world is a microwave society where they want success overnight, you know, as an entrepreneur, that there's no such thing. You know that success comes with time and effort and patience. And you're willing to create the success that will sustain a lifetime. So that patience will serve you so well, not just in your business, but in your life. Number 9, you get to do what you've been created to do. You are using your God-given talents and strengths. You have found a way to let your superpowers shine bright and help others. So many people leave this world with their gifts untapped, but not you, as an entrepreneur who's living through their God-given talents and strengths. You figured it out. You are letting those gifts shine, and you are that beacon that celebrates the gifts God gave you, and you share them with others. Number 10, no regrets. As an entrepreneur, I want you to celebrate that today and be grateful for that today, that you're living a life with no regrets. I know so many people out there that say that they will create that business someday, but not you. You made today that day, or yesterday that day, or maybe 10 years ago that day. You're living it now. And don't we all know those people that have worked their 9-to-5 job that really didn't fulfill their life, didn't give them joy, only to live for retirement, that they were going to wait to live their best life after they retired from their other job? But not you. You're choosing to live your best life today. So be grateful and be proud that you are living a life of no regrets as an entrepreneur. So those are my top 10 reasons to be grateful today for being an entrepreneur. There's so many more. And, you know, I would love to hear yours. What's on the top of your list? Why are you grateful today for being an entrepreneur? And yes, being an entrepreneur has its challenges, but there is so much more to be grateful for. Just look for it and celebrate it today and every day. As always, thanks for listening to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. And I can't wait to hear from you. Drop me a DM, shoot me an email. Let me know, what are you grateful for today in your entrepreneurial journey? And again, if you need some support in creating that journey, just shoot me a message, head over to my sherrymiterco.com/services. Check out the promos going on for the end of 2020. Oh, and also make sure if you haven't yet, join the Facebook community, because I've got some really cool things that I'll be launching in December. One is going to be a vision and goal setting course specifically for entrepreneurs who are ready to make 2021 their best year ever. So you don't want to miss the announcements as that gets launched. There'll be some special offers for the first that grab that course. Yeah. So anyway, have a blessed, wonderful, grateful day. Does that make sense? That doesn't even make sense. Gratitude-filled day. How's that sound? Hey friends, real quick before you go, if you found value in today's episode, can you do me a huge favor? Hit the subscribe button and leave a review. And then let's connect on Instagram. Just look for Sherry Miter. Feel free to DM me and let me know what you enjoyed most about today's show. And last, but probably the most important, head over to my website at unchartedentrepreneurs.com to schedule your free discovery call. Or if you know you need a business coach to help you work on some new strategies to scale your business, then I'd invite you to grab a vision strategy session. In 90 minutes, you'll have a clearer vision and action steps to get you headed in the right direction. Mention this podcast to receive a discount on your first session.